This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You are invited, as always, to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there for free. You can also create the content of the site by submitting different show prep suggestions to our webpage. Other listeners will then vote up or down on whether they like or dislike your suggestion. You can also vote up and down on stuff, too. And the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of our website. And so it's become a nice resource not only for us, but also for you, the listener, to find out what our other listeners are interested in over at freetalklive.com. We're going to continue with the calls. Also going to get back to the email from the angry listener here in a little bit. But just a few more thoughts on Matt's call last hour. For those of you just tuning in, we had Matt call in from Pennsylvania, and he was talking about the issue of protection and how it is that he thought the federal government was best inclined to be the organization that should be protecting us. And usually the people that come from this conservative perspective, and I'm going to guess that he was a conservative.
And we came from that perspective.
I did. And usually the people that come from that perspective would have some understanding that government is not very efficient. But for some reason, they ignore that when it comes to the military.
Well, I think that what they rely upon is that the government has the ability to forcibly extract money from people. And when they can do that, they can buy really big, expensive things like battleships and bombers and ICBMs and mm-hmm. things like that.
That's really impressive, those things.
Yeah,
they're
those
big.
Things they go boom.
Neat.
Yeah. Big, impressive stuff. There's no doubt about it. The question is, are they the – and I think that those things, being able to do that, makes that country more able to defeat other countries. The question is, does it make them more capable of defeating –
the government defeat other
governments. Right. Governments can defeat governments, but does it make them have the ability to defeat people? And I don't think it necessarily does, because the United States government didn't do a very good job of defeating Iraq. Finally, they did manage to take care of some insurgencies, but only after they scheduled a withdrawal plan, which to me says the insurgents said, oh, well, we'll just wait 18 months and then they'll be gone and everything will be fine. Right now in Afghanistan, one of the biggest problems the White House has with the WikiLeaks documents is that, in fact, the United States isn't doing that well in Afghanistan. Against what the estimates are, 500 to 1,000 Taliban, and the people that are pissed off that their wives and children have been killed by accident by the Western forces. It's happened. If you read the documents, and I know you won't. I know if you're going to be outraged about those documents being released, you're not going to read them at all.
Well, I won't read them at all either, because it's a lot of crap.
Yeah, there's a bunch of that. But the fact is, the United States government and the governments over there are killing scores of people for every one Taliban or al-Qaeda member that they get. By the way, there are dozens of al-Qaeda members in Afghanistan. Dozens, that's all. And the largest military in the face of the earth is trying to find them. They couldn't find Osama bin Laden. How are they going to find these people?
Now, I love what Puke said during the news break as we were discussing this about Switzerland and back in World War II. When Hitler was invading pretty much all of Europe, he stayed away.
He was trying his best.
He stayed away from Switzerland. And Mike's response to that, Matt's response to that on the air was that, oh, well, they were neutral. As though
Hitler cares if somebody's neutral.
Right. As though Hitler did a little check on Switzerland as well. They haven't taken a side on this conflict, so we'll go ahead and leave them alone.
Well, the Polish government's not neutral on me, so I'll attack the Polish government, but I'll leave their nice Jews alone. No!
Yeah, he wasn't too worried about people's feelings.
He's a terrible, evil man. The only reason he didn't attack Switzerland is because he couldn't have won it.
He was scared.
Right. He couldn't win a mountainous land where every home has a gun.
He knew there was no point in trying to take them over, so he went to the other more easily defeated countries.
Right, in the same way. You can't fight a land war in the United States of America. There are more guns in the United States of America than there are people.
Yeah, it would be impossible to have Canada or Mexico or China or anybody invade this land.
And also, think about the size of the United States. The landmass itself is massive. There's no way that you could control such a large landmass. People would just move around and find new places to set up base and then attack from there. And
They wouldn't be able to invade New Hampshire.
Think of the
Democrats have guns here.
Serial killers. Everybody's scared to death of serial killers. And here's the reason. There isn't a centralized agency where you go to knock on the door and talk to the serial killers. Mm-hmm. They operate on their own. When you look at those two guys that were in Washington, D.C., a few years back. Yeah, the snipers. How many people did they kill? Like a dozen before you could take them out? Imagine if you had a country with hundreds of people like that that are taking over, that are taking out the military members. Yeah. You wouldn't be able to fight.
All right, let's continue with your calls. Luther is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Luther. Luther, New Hampshire? Going once. Luther in New Hampshire, going twice. Hello?
You hear me?
Yeah, we got you. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, not much. Sorry, my phone was kind of messing up on me, but... Well, you're talking about the military and how, you know, it would be impossible for, you know, a strong, centralized, large, spending a lot of money with all these fun toys and big equipment military to fight a war against, you know, snipers, like a guerrilla warfare here in America. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree with this. And the caller, Matt, I was listening, he said, we need to get the money so we can fight a modern warfare with all our big toys, you know, and that's really not true, because if you think about it from an economic perspective, if you can make a cheap bomb and put it on a plane and fly it somewhere, you know, you have a better chance of lasting longer because you're being more frugal than somebody who's buying these big toys, which are kind of becoming obsolete and outdated.
Right, look at all the trouble they have with what they call improvised explosive devices. Right.
Things that go boom on the side of the highway. You don't think you'd find that in America if you tried to fight a land war here, if you tried to take it over?
Here's a good thing to think about. Why was the RAH, what was that? It was the helicopter, the radar, like stealth helicopter. That program was scrapped. Why? Because... The modern conflicts we're in right now, we're not fighting a giant Russian or Chinese military with all this fancy tech.
The Taliban doesn't have radar.
Yeah, we're fighting people chucking rocks at us, essentially. Right. And so all that money spent on all these programs was useless. It's now useless.
Right, the helicopter may be invisible to radar, but it's not invisible to a guy with binoculars.
Yeah, no.
Right.
Or someone just standing out there listening, like, yeah, what's that noise? Oh, it's a jet.
Right, and the radar, the ability to stay off of radar isn't going to keep the surface-to-air missiles away from the helicopter or the RPGs or whatever it is that you would shoot at a helicopter.
Right. Yeah, an RPG is fire and forget. It's like a giant bullet, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else, Luther?
That was pretty much it. Just want to throw my two cents in. I'll let you guys get back to it.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Chippy in California. Chippy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Puke and Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's
Chippy,
it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Tomorrow is the deadline to pay for my ticket that I got for not wearing my seatbelt, apparently. So I was, and I was just watching a video that, Dale put on Anarchy in Your Head about, like, how he was, like, he was told, like, how he kind of won, but yet he was kind of, like, slammed down by the man, you know, because he couldn't, like, choose to go to jail or, you know, he just kind of settled that, well, I'll just go ahead and pay it because I guess the judge said that they'll just remove his license or whatever. But, and so that kind of, like, discouraged me a little bit, but I'm still, like, I still want to fight it. I think I have a case, but I wanted to get your opinion on it.
Okay.
There was two officers that were in the vehicle that apparently, like, okay, I was pulling out of the store. I didn't have my seatbelt on. I'm guilty. But I still think I could fight it because the ticketing officer was, the way that he was traveling, he was going to my right, and he was turning into subdivisions directly ahead of me. He was turning left. And so the driving officer had his attention. He was focusing on turning left into the subdivision. And he had a partner in the passenger seat who was looking at me, and I think he was the one who said, hey, we got this guy over here not wearing a seatbelt. So I turn right. They go in straight ahead of me into the subdivision. And as I'm turning right, I notice they flipped they flipped around and, you know, came after me.
Mm-hmm.
When they pulled me over, I did have my seatbelt on, and I'm thinking, okay, if I challenge this, maybe I could, the second officer that saw me isn't going to be there. So I'm wondering if I could say, okay, well, this is hearsay on this guy's
Will it hurt to try? I mean, are they going to charge you more for taking it to a challenge?
Yeah, I'll
tell you what. Tell me more about it in a moment here. Hang on. More with Chippy and your calls as well at 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
There is growing evidence that Americans would have better health and a lower incidence of cancer and fibrocystic disease of the breast if they consumed more iodine. Nutriodine iodine is formulated to work with your body to help to stimulate proper hormonal balance and can assist in detoxification from fluoride, bromide, and chloride toxins and helps provide protection from radioactive iodine from nuclear fallout. Nutriodine is made with a proprietary high-energy field from pure crystalline iodine. Nutriodine should be used by all ages every day. If you suffer from chronic fatigue, low thyroid, and mitochondria function, or if you just want to feel better from day to day, Nutriodine drops are for you. There are several forms of iodine. Nutriodine is the only trusted source. Available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free, including listening options, live streams. We've got them, broadband and dial-up flavors, plus our listen lines. You can listen around the clock to the latest episode of Free Talk Live Get all the details over at listen.freetalklive.com.
HostGator is a worldwide leader in web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can get .dot anything over there. HostGator.com. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. From a personal blog to a complete e-commerce business website, they can do it all at HostGator.com. If you use coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up today at HostGator.com, you'll get your first month completely free. It's HostGator.com code FTL.
All right, so we're back here. You can bring up anything. Chippy is on the line with us in California. Chippy, you were telling us about a situation wherein you were pulled over for having no seatbelt on. Two cops were involved, both cops in the same car. You were turning one direction, they were going another. You believe that the cop in the passenger side saw you without the seatbelt on. When they pulled you over, the seatbelt was on. Nonetheless, they hit you with the ticket. And you're asking about whether or not it's worthwhile to go ahead and take this to court. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly.
And what is the is this one of the, it's California, so I imagine their court system's even more screwed up than it is here in New Hampshire. So what are the penalties for taking it to court and not winning? Are there additional penalties that will be tacked on, like court costs and that sort of thing?
I have fought a bicycle ticket. I was riding a bicycle down the sidewalk one time. I got busted for that, and I fought that and lost, and it was like an extra $25. So I was thinking that the court costs, if I was to lose, would probably be, I don't know, maybe another 50 or something at this point, because that was a long time ago.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure, but I'm sure that I will be charged an additional amount, that's for sure.
All right. So
you know, I've experienced a traffic situation. I tried to fight one time before I had moved up to New Hampshire, and my experience was that the judge just kept on knocking the gavel down and say, and he wasn't even a real judge. He was like a lawyer that would part time as a judge, mm-hmm. and for traffic court, they don't take these things very seriously because they're not trying to dispense justice. And he was saying, I'm ruling for the safety of the community. You know, like he basically just kept on knocking the gavel down saying, you know, I find you guilty because I'm erring on the side of the community. I don't care about justice. I don't care about innocent until proven guilty. I care about the safety of the community, and I believe that handing you a ticket is somehow going to fix that. So I don't have a lot of faith in the system, especially the system that's not inside of New Hampshire, where there's no one trying a little bit to hold it responsible.
That's what I was afraid of. I was actually considering maybe even going and asking the judge to maybe lessen the fine as a, you know, and beg for his mercy. You know?
I think they'll do that. I think that I think they'll probably cut the fine in half. They seem to do that on a regular basis. The only thing that, for one, I wouldn't, you know, tell them that you didn't have the seatbelt on like you did here on the air. So if they happen to be listening, you're in big trouble. But just take it and make them prove their case. But I'm sure they'll offer you a deal before you get there.
Well, you know, because I was thinking, well, now, you know, if the police officer doesn't show up, then you basically, it gets dismissed and, you know.
Or delayed.
Or they'll delay it until the officer can come in. There's also that possibility.
And that's why I was thinking, well, if there's a secondary officer and he's involved in the traffic stop, shouldn't he be present as well? And if he's not, is there a possibility of it being delayed? I mean,
well,
I know you're not legal.
Yeah,
legal, but
I don't know. That's a good question. And I don't know how the system works out there. I tend to side with Mark on this.
I think
this.
It's worth taking. I absolutely think I...
Is it worth it? I mean, I don't know. What if they keep the fine the same amount and then they tack on an extra $50?
They're going to offer him a plea before they go in.
Maybe.
Likely. So he's
possibly.
He's playing the gamble, and at this point he has to.
Well, good luck, Chippy. I don't know if we've answered your question.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, are you planning on coming out to New Hampshire at some point?
Eventually, I do. I have to take care of my decrepit grandmother and my mother. They're falling apart. So
I'm sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, well, I figure, you know, once I get done taking care of them, man, I'll be out there in a heartbeat, man. I hear
right.
There are all things happening out there.
Great, because you actually have a chance out here in New Hampshire when you, first of all, you've got other activists who have kind of paved the way and actually have had some court successes in the traffic arena. And in addition to that, we can actually get to the point of having a critical mass of people overloading the court system. So it's pretty much it'll become a guarantee that they'll drop these charges when people go to court. That's the direction things are going. And the more people we can get here, the sooner we can get to that kind of a situation. And I thank you, Chippy, and good luck out there. Let us know what happens. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Dan, listening in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Dan?
Not a whole lot. I kind of found your station by mistake, which was a good thing, I would tell you. But I noticed you're from Keene, New Hampshire.
We are.
I am calling from Vanderbilt, Michigan, which is up near the Mackinac Bridge. So I grew up in a town in Maryland called Frederick.
In okay.
Which Keens were very prevalent. My best friend in elementary school is Keene, but
it is a small world. So are we going to learn your family history, or did you have something you really wanted to share?
What I want to know is that they disappear every year and went up to Keene, New Hampshire for a reunion. Like they might have been related to the founders of the town. I'm just curious. Have you been there long enough to tell me that if a Max Keene or anybody from Maryland might be related to the founders?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I don't know that much about the town.
Yeah, I mean it's a large town, small city. It's technically considered a city of about 25,000 people.
Okay.
So there are a lot of souls here. Enough. It's small enough to where you can see the same folks again and again, but also large enough to where you don't quite know everybody. So I it's a good question. Maybe it'd be a good question for like an internet forum or something like that.
Well,
maybe I would.
I'll do that and we'll go from there. But I enjoy listening to you.
Great.
I do not have a topic. I have comments on everything you say, but it's better let to me holler at the radio and not be heard.
Fair enough. Hey, thanks for the call, Dan. I appreciate it. By the way, if you're listening there in the northern portion of Michigan, Petoskey and Traverse City, we are on WJML and WJNL, and they actually carry the third hour of the weekday program, so you can get us there all week long, even if it's just an hour. 800-259-9231. To get details, by the way, on our radio affiliates, you can go to affiliates.freetalklive.com. We've got a whole handy chart there with who's got us and what times they've got us and how you can tune in and also how you can get in touch and thank them for taking Free Talk Live. Because that's important, a little positive reinforcement. We're still in the early phases of getting this show out there to the mainstream radio stations and the ones that have been so brave.
Customer service is always a good thing. And if you're making the calls, you're basically representing Free Talk Live, so please represent us well.
Yeah, the ones that have been so brave as to take Free Talk Live so early on deserve to be appreciated for that. So give them a call. Thank the program director for taking Free Talk Live, and then ask him real nice like to take all 18 hours per week. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. We've still got the hateful email to get to. There's more of that and your calls as well about anything. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is not a drill. Repeat, this is not a drill. gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Our Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself, and if you're a lady listener, you can get involved in the Shrine. All the details are at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Memory Dealers offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPacks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Check them out at memorydealers.com.
All right, so we continue here taking your phone calls. And if we get a chance, we'll get back into the hate-filled, confused email. And by the way, Puke joining us here tonight in the studio.
How's it going?
Indeed, sir. What's your website, by the way?
Doomsdaydevice.com. That's dooms-day-device.com.
Very good. People can go and see your photographic work.
Yes, photographs, a few videos.
Fantastic. Dooms-day-device.com for more of Puke, and then we go to your calls. Matt is on the line in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're on the amp line. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to mention you had this call from Chippy, and he was asking about fighting this seatbelt ticket. So I wanted to first off mention Mark Stevens. You know, Mark Stevens would be a more appropriate guy for him to get in touch with if he wants to find out more about that stuff. And he does stuff with traffic court all over the country.
Yeah, markstevens.net. That's Mark with a C, M-A-R-C, Stevens.net. But even Mark will tell you that, you know, his approach isn't necessarily going to result in the case being thrown out or anything like that. It's just that it could. They could also piss them off, and they could throw you in a jail cell
well,
as well.
Well, you know, he sets it up for appeal is what his whole yes. case is about, his whole system.
Right.
Right. So
the question is, do you want to bother appealing something and going through all that in California if you're planning on moving to New Hampshire eventually?
Right. And, that's a question that this Chip guy is going to have to, you know, answer for himself. If
sure.
he wants to do this. If he wants to do something like this, he kind of as a protest, and I got no problems with that no matter what state people are in. My brother tried it here in Illinois and ended up paying $150 for what started out as a $25 ticket.
Oh, boy. Oh.
But my brother was determined to try to get this thrown out, and he tried all kinds of things. And the only reason why he ended up paying $150 because he didn't want to go to jail. It was yeah. either pay that or go to jail. So you gotta know where you're going to draw your line. You gotta know where you're going to make your stand. And if he wanted to make his stand, I wouldn't try it. You know, I would if I was going to fight a no seatbelt ticket. The only way I'd fight it is to say, "Where's the victim?" Or show me the obligation, like your. Thoughts.
And they will.
They'll show me the obligation.
They will show you the jail
yeah,
cell.
They will show you, right? But I would probably go with the where's the victim.
Sure, sure. No we've had people do that, and they've ended up in jail, too, even here in New Hampshire. So it's a nice statement to make. The audience certainly will appreciate it. Even the judge or the cops may even admit. We've had them admit in court that, there was no victim. But that doesn't prevent them from going ahead and finding you guilty.
And throwing you in jail. So it yep. depends on how far along you want to go. And if you're going to do something like that, then it's a good idea to do it with the thoughts in mind that you're going to blog this, you're going to tell the world about it, and you're going to show the world, here's the gun.
Haven't the arresting cops sometimes said that they were the ones that were the victim? I know, I'm certain I've heard that before.
So,
they can say
yeah.
whatever they want, because they do have the guns and they yeah. have the power to throw you in jail and they have the power
right.
to fine you more. It all depends on how far you as an activist want to go with it. And you've got to understand that you're doing it for activist reasons. So Chippy was saying, you know, he was going to try to kind of be cute about it and say, you know, it wasn't. Either the cop doesn't show up, he was hoping either the cop doesn't show up, or he was going to say, you know, they didn't have a right or whatever, but you can't do it that way. That's not going to accomplish anything. You're still going to get fined more, and it's not going to accomplish anything. If you're going to do it, you want to try to accomplish something.
Yeah, right.
You want something good to come out of it.
If you're going to do like some of the activists around here have done and said, I'm not paying into your system, I'm not going to give you any extra money or anything like that, I would caution you when you're talking about California jails. Look, I spent 9 years in prison. I'm not interested in going into any jail in California, especially some of those municipalities out there. They've got some scary, scary jails. And, you know, I think I might give them the money.
Yeah, I highly endorse flying under the radar. If your plans are to make the move to New Hampshire in order to work with the liberty activists up here and to achieve liberty in your lifetime, and you know it's not going to happen where you live, why even bother?
I understand your point. I understand the point you're making. All I'm saying is the Chippy's got to decide for himself whether it's going to be worth it for
agreed.
Him to go that route or
absolutely
not.
Agreed.
So.
Thanks, Matt, for the thoughts and the input. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. All right, Mark, let's get back into the angry email from someone who claims to be a Christian. I don't know if he's claimed that yet in this email, but I believe he does.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't claim that?
Well, he hasn't yet.
Okay, later he does.
Well, he did say he was Was he cruising around some, like, Jesus Saves?
That's right. He did mention he was in a Christian chat.
The first thing he says is, I was talking about your show in Christian Chat 4 on Yahoo, and someone told me that you'd called the military a bunch of hired killers.
Yes.
And actually, we'd use the term paid killers, but, you know, hired, paid, whatever. I think it's about the same. I don't use that terminology anymore. I don't feel it forwards the conversation, mm-hmm. but it's accurate. So anyway, he makes sets up the red herring that is, if it wasn't for the military, you would be speaking German or Japanese right now, or even Arabic. And I would challenge you, tell me how the German army, the Japanese army, or the Arabic army would have taken over the United States. Tell me how that would happen. It's not possible. I mean, there's just no military analyst that's ever going to tell you. Now, maybe Hitler could have taken over all of Europe, but mostly what he was doing when he did take them over is he was only putting Nazi advisors in on their local with their local governments anyway. So when his empire fell and it was already teetering anyway, assuming he would have taken over Europe, and I don't even think that was true.
So he didn't have troops on every street corner enforcing?
No, absolutely not. They did drag off some of the German Jews that ran off, that tried to hide by going to different countries. He went and got them and drug them off, and certainly some of the eastern countries, he took their Jews and put them in concentration camps and killed them, things like that. But largely, you know, the occupied areas, the horrors weren't so horrible. I'm not saying that Hitler wasn't horrible. He's horrible, but...
The occupation wasn't oppressive, is what you're saying.
It wouldn't have turned into anything anyway. I mean, he couldn't control the landmass that he had at that point. Remember, the Free French forces, the Free Polish forces, these were integral forces in the taking back of Europe. Everybody thinks the United States went in there and kicked butt. And certainly they were helpful, especially to the English, but... No, United States,
wasn't the French resistance pivotal in taking
huge,
back France?
It was huge. And people need to read their World War II history. If you're going to make dumb claims, uninformed claims like this, you need to read.
So basically, they would take over the country, leave some advisors in the government, and essentially use their governments on them, basically. Right.
I mean, their troops were starving in some cases. I mean, they just didn't have ammunition.
So the idea would be that after they'd spread themselves so thin across Europe, they'd somehow be able to, to put all those guys, to somehow recruit enough new members of their military to send them over to the U.S., across the seas, and then somehow take over a landmass like this.
Well, they would have to—they would have to build a navy first, and the Germans didn't have the production capacity because we bombed the crap out of it to build any sort of navy or anything.
Ah, but if the U.S. hadn't bombed the crap out of it, then they would have been able to bring their ships over and take over the whole country.
Yeah,
there was plenty of English bombing going on.
All right, 800-259-9231. More with the hateful email here in a bit. Also, your calls as well. You take control of the airwaves, 1-800-259-9231.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on PodcastAwards.com. 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. The golden flax seed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade. The purest, highest grade flax seed available. Benefits of golden flax seed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flax seed provides sides are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and helping weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and see current research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our Golden Omega flax seeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. If you like the fact that we give you all the features on the website for free, unlike those other talk show hosts out there that want to charge you for their sites, if you appreciate that, then you can voluntarily contribute to the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Plus, as an amplifier, you get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines. You heard Matt a moment ago on from Illinois. He was calling on one of the amp-only call-in lines. We've also got the amp-only forum podcast, which is commercial-free, at least the recorded commercials. They're out of the amp-only podcast. You can enjoy that, too, and some other perks as well. Get all the details. Get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal. Some other options are available, too, at amp.freetalklive.com or available as well at amp.freetalklive.com. All right, Mark, let's keep going with this this hate-filled email from Eric, who calls us communists.
I think he's angry. I don't know about hate.
He's angry.
Confused. He's upset. He believes that we are shaking the foundations of what America is. And anyway, go on. I'll go on. We've pretty much addressed whether or not we'd be speaking German or Japanese right now. The U.S. military protects.
I'm gonna go with Chinese.
The U.S. military protects you. They sacrifice for you with their lives. I'm going to raise my voice every time he uses capital capital letters here. So that you have the right to mock them on the radio. They gave their, spelled wrong, lives so that you can have freedom. Okay. So there's a lot of things
so
wrong
cliche.
With this. First off, how has the military protected me in, say, the last few decades.
They killed people.
Right. I mean, because the Vietnamese were going to get me. The Koreans were going to get me.
No. Vietnamese were going to spread communism around the world.
The Grenadians? What do you call people from Grenada? I don't know. But, that, I mean, you know, it took the Marines to take over the Grenadiers.
If it weren't for the U.S. military, son, the Kim Jong-il would be the ruler of the world right now.
Right. That's
how
the
would
idea.
You like that? How would you like that? Huh?
As if he could even,
Korean.
Even if he could run that silly little backwards country that he's driven into the ground, he can even as if he can even run that, he could expand the borders somehow. Crazy.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to repeat myself too much, but I think I made this point on Saturday. The idea that the U.S. military has done anything for freedom seems pretty absurd right on its face.
Well, I think that let's exclude anything prior to 1945, because I think that you get enmeshed into this terrible thing with World War II.
All they do is take orders from politicians. They die for politicians.
Absolutely.
They die for the military-industrial complex.
Is that the military doesn't protect me. It protects politicians. It may protect me in a periphery fashion. In the sense that the politicians would look really bad if the landmass got invaded. But really what it's about is politicians routing money through the military to their friends, the military-industrial complex, who finance their campaign.
Right,
that's
and they can't be
is.
Honest about that. I mean, how would the politicians get people to go along with war if they were out there saying, all right, American people, we need to get behind this effort to help Halliburton raise their profits. No, that doesn't work that way. So you have to dress it up with all this flowery language about freedom and this pomp and circumstance and the, you know, tooting the battle hymn or
I'd
whatever.
I'd like to make a point that I was deployed to the wars in Afghanistan twice before I was 21. So where was the freedom for me? You know, I went to a combat zone twice before I could legally touch a drop of alcohol. I mean, yay, there's some freedoms for you. Woo!
Yeah,
wasn't much freedom
is,
for me. I don't know where it was.
I guess the idea is not that they would increase freedom by fighting around the world, because that's clearly not happened. The idea would be that they're preserving freedom. They're preserving the freedoms
we're preserving
that we
have. The barely any freedom we got right now, but that's not true either, because the 6 years that I was in the Army, I progressively got less freedom because of taxation and, you know, drug laws and stuff like that.
Yeah, where's the freedom is what I'd like to ask anybody who posits that cliched argument.
It's all BS, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, it doesn't fly here. So, let's see. They gave their lives so that you would have freedom. Even if you don't agree with the war, and I don't, none of them, you have to respect their, spelled wrong again, sacrifice.
How's he spelling there?
T-H-E-R-E.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so here's a question. Do I have to respect the sacrifice of the German soldiers in World War II?
It's the same sacrifice, right? They were fighting...
Oh, they were bad guys.
Fighting...
Bad guy
alert!
Why should I respect any sacrifice?
It's just, as far as I'm concerned, these are just people that were too scared or too hornswoggled to know better that, you know, picked up a gun and fought for some politicians that told them to. Or they wanted some adventure or discipline or money for college or whatever it is that they wanted for themselves that they signed up for the paycheck for. Look, I understand that this isn't the common rhetoric you hear. I understand it can be very upsetting. Look, when I hear the Star Spangled Banner and America the Beautiful and I put my hand over my heart or whatever, sometimes I feel those emotional feelings too. I'm not saying I don't.
You've just been programmed.
I'm just asking you to think critically about this, and I'm going to address this in this next paragraph in a way that you should listen to it. This the guy's name's Eric that's writing this, so Eric, listen close. They are heroes.
This is his email.
Yep. What have you done for freedom in your lives? Oh, I forgot. You joined a cult and moved to New Hampshire to live in a commune.
Yeah. Well, another way to say that, because that's completely inaccurate.
Right.
There is no. First of all, it's not a cult because there's no charismatic leader. We're not following
no religion.
Anybody. And there's certainly no religion involved here, and there's no commune either. There are some people who are living together, but they're not living communally from what I can tell in most
there are some people
arenas.
That have roommates,
yeah.
Right? You've got a roommate,
I have
right?
A roommate. He owns his things, and I own my things.
I live on a wooded lot, 11-acre wooded lot with my wife and child. Are we living communally? I suppose.
Yeah, I have my own apartment. I don't like living with other people.
This hyperbolic bullcrap that he's here, I mean, it only tears down his own arguments. I mean, that's what have you done for freedom? Eric, you're asking me. I picked up and moved across America because I care about it.
I dedicated my professional and my personal life to working toward achieving liberty in my life.
He says, wow, I'm so impressed. Instead of New Hampshire, why don't you move to France and take your leaders, Hillary and Obama, with you? See, now, okay, Captain Dumbbutt.
You're just a liberal, Mark.
Right. I care anything about Hillary or Obama. I care nothing about these people. As far as I'm concerned, they're the same as Karl Rove and George Bush.
They're all just from the
one of them's
cloth.
Wearing a dress.
Yeah. Which one's wearing the dress?
Hillary wears dress.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So, I mean, it just...
you don't know what he does in his private time.
Right. And here at the end of the thing, he says it's really exciting.
Hold on. Just somebody that would say that we are in some way aligned with Democrats is clearly someone who hasn't listened to more than one or two Free Talk Live
episodes.
He says
he hates to use profanity, but we're both dumber than dried dog crap. Who's dumber than dried dog crap if you're writing this email, saying this stuff, when you don't know what we're talking about here? When you haven't listened to the show enough?
Yeah, clearly. I mean, we make, at every possible opportunity, we make it clear on this show that this is not a partisan program. I do not like Republicans or Democrats. I mean, how often, Mark, do I interrupt you on, like, a Saturday show or any old time that you might be going off on one party or another just to insert, and George Bush neither, or Obama neither, just
right.
to kind of throw it out there
just to make sure
that people
understand.
Know.
But they're so programmed that you have to pick one of these sides or the other.
Yeah.
Eric, it doesn't matter who you voted for president. You could have voted for Obama. It wouldn't make a difference. If you live in Texas or Florida or wherever it is you live, take a look at the statistics on voting from 2008. If you would have picked your vote up and moved it to the other side of that column, it wouldn't have mattered. It doesn't matter. Your vote doesn't matter on president. Just quit voting for the president. It's pointless. So anyway, here's where the it all comes together. I bow my head to the heroes of the U.S. military. Let freedom reign.
He bows his head.
Yours in Christ.
I pray to the military,
right.
yours in Christ.
I bow my head to the military, but yours in Christ. Eric, you know nothing about your religion. Jesus was a man of peace. He came and defied the Roman government.
I thought he was the warlord, Christ.
Right.
The throne of skulls, blood, sweeping.
I come to bring a sword.
He did say that.
He did. He said that. I think he was talking about, I think, the idea is that he was saying that he was going to lay waste to the government programs, the governments out there, that he was the King of Kings
context.
And the Lord of Lords. He obviously didn't bring a sword. There is nothing in the narrative where he has a sword.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus doesn't stick any Roman guards with a sword. If he, in fact,
he turns the other cheek.
Superman in a dress, then he would have taken the Roman guards and eviscerated them, if that's what he was about.
Could have, sure.
He was about peace.
Right.
And the God that you worship, Eric, is a war god. You want to bow your head to military people. You know
That's
nothing
sick.
About your religion.
So sick.
Yeah, what I'd like to say about, what did he say? He bows down before the dead or something?
Yeah. It's Shinto ancestor worship.
Yeah, well, as a veteran, I would like to say that, you know, I feel incredibly sad for all the men and women that have died on both sides in any conflict, in any war, because they have been, you know, misled into, you know, giving up their life for nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing has come
tricked.
Of it. It's all just, you know, smoke and mirrors from the politicians.
What else do you say besides that? More coming up here. Hour number three on the way. Take control at 800-259-9231. Your call's next. Bring up anything.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.